But right now I'm speaking about Sydney-based interdisciplinary artist JD Reformer, who is one of 10 artists participating at the Clothing Store Artists Contemporary Studios at Carriage Works. This is an annual residency that supports artists working at the forefront of practice across a range of disciplines. So as part of the residency, participating artists lead a series of workshops that reflect the history and culture of the local area. So this morning we are joined by JD Reformer, who will chat about his workshop, Diaspora Bingo. Good morning, JD.
Morning.
So can you start by just explaining in a little bit more depth, is there actually a game of bingo or is it just a title?
I'm hoping there will be multiple games of bingo. There will be multiple games. I think people will come in and be able to assemble their own bingo cards based on a selection of sort of phrases and statements and provocations that I've developed as part of this work, Diaspora Bingo. And then from that, we'll just get into gameplay, hopefully. And I think I'm kind of getting into this, like, headspace of performing these.
Yeah,
phrases.
That's a whole different kind of role. Are you kind of going to go for a nursing home kind of style or like an auctioneer style?
I'm not sure. I mean, like, I play bingo with my mum occasionally. And she plays with a lot of seniors at Star City, and that bingo is really fast paced. It's not like the bingo that we grew up with playing as kids. Not the like legs 11 or like two fat ladies 88 vibe. It's really like 21, 22.
Wow, 91. It's like a hustling kind of bingo.
It's really hustling. But I think with this one, I mean, some of the phrases are so like esoteric. I think there'll be an element of me unpacking and contextualizing it and reflecting on personal experiences, but we'll keep it succinct.
So on that kind of personal experience element, so the workshop invites you to kind of immerse yourself into the stereotypes and self-hate mantras that characterize aspects of your lived experience that kind of speaks to other people's as well. Was it challenging to put these personal experiences out there, or will it be challenging?
It was, I think, cathartic, and they're sorts of ideas and that you're steeped in growing up. So in terms of like getting them out there, it became like, once I started, became quite quick and organic and fun. And as I began sharing the work with other people, I could see how shared it was already. And people contributed to it, my friends, family, colleagues. And that really gave the work momentum. So I don't think it was so difficult. Plus it's also humor, and that is a really great experience too. It adds another dimension, a more positive dimension to that suffering, I guess.
Yeah. It's definitely a very different approach to, you know, exploring quite potentially complex or I don't know, saddening kind of feelings and experiences. So Diaspora Bingo also encourages participants to unlearn cultural shame. How do you hope to kind of facilitate this unlearning?
I think humor is the key. Being able to see in yourself something that you've identified as shameful or hurtful, and it'll, I'm sure, a lot be in the delivery. And I think if you can learn to laugh and learn to cast a perpetrator or as a figure that you can laugh at or with, that is a really important process of healing. And learning to see, learning to recognize behaviors in yourself which contribute to a negative self-image or a negative image of your community, I think is really important. And it takes the simplest of provocations, just saying something quite small and granular, like self-hating Asian. That's a really a powerful kind of idea to be able to recognize. And I hope there will be some people who attend and recognize that in themselves.
Yeah, it seems the experience is as much a part of it in terms of, you know, like just the experience of playing bingo and your performative role, and I guess like a communication will ensue among participants.
So.
Yeah.
I think so. Bingo is kind of a fun format for it. I couldn't really think of anything else to propose for the workshop. And I think gameplay, when you perform it in that sort of like competitive context, which is so associated with like a certain community of people, and an element of my childhood, just like going to bingo games with my aunties.
It's so interesting that bingo is like, I feel like I went to bingo maybe once or twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We went a lot. My parents are big gamblers.
So your work often juggles the popular and the political, so including a couple of your satirical Instagram accounts, for example. Is this oscillation explored in Diaspora Bingo?
Definitely. The account that I probably pay most attention to right now is called Keeping Up with the KPIs, and that is kind of like art world institutional critique performed through the images of the Kardashians. So that constant daily practice of, you know, just writing and recording experiences and encounters related to my work in the art world as a professional, as an artist, is absolutely connected to my experience of growing up as part of a diaspora, which is really only a concept I've grasped in the last 5 years of my practice, you know. So, you know, being able to recognize behaviors and that are designed to suppress and exploit people, communities, absolutely translate, absolutely came from my experience, I recognize now, of growing up in a sort of a minority community in Western Sydney, in Australia, in Sydney. So, yeah, absolutely. I think the popular culture is a really great way of communicating complex ideas in a very immediate sense. I call it like my pocket practice. It's in my phone. Anytime I think of something, I just smash it out. And yeah.
Have you found audiences are kind of more willing to engage with issues if they're contextualized in popular culture?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it also, popular culture is something that is sort of treated as frivolous and indulgent. And I think if you can find a dimension of that which is more complex, and it's a real visually, the politics of the image in popular culture is so like powerful, and the ideas that we apply to these figures, I think there's a lot of learning we can undertake by recognizing aspects of ourselves in public figures. Yeah, I think.
And so your clothing workshop is, clothing store workshop is one of many. Are there any other ones you're particularly looking forward to?
Oh, all of them. Sarah's Countess is next, the week after mine. That should be really interesting. Tina Stevens, who I adore. I'm looking forward to all of them. I mean, Tina Stevens will be fantastic. Wrong Solo, which is Agatha and Brian, will be really interesting as well. Dean Cross just had his last week and that was really successful. All of the artists have such diverse practices and really interpret this notion of public engagement in very different ways. So I think there's something to engage with in each.
For everyone, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.